I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Rachel Dieter joins me now. The Arts Club Theatre Company's literary manager is directing their latest production, Other Desert Cities, by John Robin Bates. The production is in previews now and opens Wednesday, the 25th of September 2013, at the Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage. This production stars Benjamin Elliott, Anna Galvin, Alan Gray, Gabrielle Rose, and Gwyneth Walsh. The play is about an old Republican family in California that gathers for Christmas and who have to confront their buried past when they find out their daughter is to publish a tell-all memoir. I spoke to Rachel Dieter last week. We talk about this play and Mr. Bates' appearance with the Arts Club on Saturday, the 28th of September 2013. Visit artsclub.com for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Rachel Dieter. Ms. Dieter, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So you're the one of your roles, other than the director of Other Desert Cities, is that of literary manager at the Arts Club. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been the literary manager there for, I think this is my 13th year.
So is one of the tasks of, as part of that role to find properties like this and then bring it to the Arts Club so that you'll all stage it?
Yeah, I do a lot of reading. So does Bill Miller, the artistic managing director. And especially for me, searching out new Canadian scripts, more so than the international community. It's Bill is an avid reader, mm-hmm. and there's always actors and directors and people who are bringing in scripts, sometimes audience members who've seen something. So there's usually between what comes to us by people who have a passion for a particular play and what comes to us by me searching it out or Bill searching it out or literary agents sending scripts, there's never a lack of reading.
Yeah.
There's always a large stack of scripts in my office and in Bill's.
Now, the reaction to this play when it debuted on Broadway a couple years ago now, that was quite good, wasn't it? This was a critical hit, right?
Yeah, it was. It did extremely well. And I think people saw it as a comeback for the playwright, John Robin Bates, who had you know, a real presence, particularly with Substance of Fire, and then went off to work for TV. And this was his first play back after his sojourn in television. And it's an outstanding story, and it's extremely well-crafted, so it certainly deserved the attention it got. It's a brilliant script.
I read somewhere that you described the play as a well-made play, in the vein of say, the great American plays of before. I mean, mm-hmm. There have been some pretty good plays coming out of American playwrights in the last couple of years. I mean, the Arts Club has staged a few of them, haven't they?
Yeah, there's been some outstanding scripts. Clybourne Park,
yeah.
That we did last year, is another one of a similar style, in that it's a solid linear narrative. It's not an experiment with form. They're straight ahead great stories. I mean, page turners when you're reading the scripts. Clybourne Park was one of those. Rabbit Hole a few years ago. Let me think. Oh, there's been a whole bunch lately. Now they're gone from my brain. But
Doubt.
It's an interesting fashion. Doubt, yes,
yeah.
Right, Doubt, which I also directed at the Arts Club. And some of those are made into movies, too, and you can see why. They're just great stories, and they're going to reach a wide audience because their themes are large and about what it is to be human today as opposed to, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah. And then did you see this as a play that'll be staged, say, years from now?
I do. That's such a good question because you never really know whether a script will endure. And the ones that really do endure we call classics, and you never quite know that in advance. But a play that's got good bones, like this one, that's just well-written and is a fantastic vehicle for actors, there's lots of reasons why a script with those features would have great staying power. And it's the same thing with those other plays we're talking about. They're coming out of the States now, and like Tennessee Williams. And they are opportunities for really actors at the top of their game to interpret fully formed, complex human beings, and it's a tremendous challenge for an actor and a pleasure, and I think a pleasure then for audiences too. There's something virtuosic about getting inside these roles and pulling it off.
Now, as a director, how much research do you do, say, in terms of history, politics, California, even Bates himself, in terms of what you know about all these things so that it informs the role of director. So if your actors are asking you something about one's motivation or backstory, you'd be able to tell them about whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another role that I perform at the Arts Club, and it's called being a dramaturg. And there's another woman at the Arts Club, and she does the same thing, and that is to provide production dramaturgy for plays that have been previously produced versus working with a playwright on a new play. And what that involves is gathering all that research. You read twice as much as you need to, at least, and then we create what we call a production resource book, where we compile all the best of the research that we've found, and then that's shared with directors, designers, the cast, and also with the company at large, because it provides avenues into the world of the play for people that are meant to inspire as much as they are meant to answer factual questions. So that involves research on the playwright, their previous works, the conditions or given circumstances of the world of the play, which in this case is 2004 and then 2010, and then specific information that will help an actor make specific choices about their character. So one of the characters was a writer in her younger days at MGM, and so what was it like to be a woman writing in the 50s in Hollywood? And the father, the patriarch in this story, was an actor-turned-politician, very much, very similar to Ronald Reagan. And so you compile a lot of research that is going to help illuminate those kind of specifics, because actors do incredible things with that. It inspires them. And the more specific they are, the more detailed the performance you get. And I think that's where there's the real joy in performing these kinds of roles, when you can be that specific about who they are and that truthful. So a lot of research, yeah. More so for historical plays, mm-hmm. Because, you know, the knowledge isn't as readily available, or, you know, it's harder to imagine times outside our own. So historical plays get a lot more attention that way. But contemporary plays like this, it's very useful to get specific about the place and the people and the writer.
And I guess the play central question is how much of our own history or one's own history really belongs to us?
That,
and say, I mean, if you get about 10 people in the room together and they're witness to an event or something, what one says will probably vary from that of the other and probably reveal something about the other that the other may not want revealed. And I guess that's what happens in this play. About the daughter's book and whether she has the right to say the things that she does or ask the questions that she does in this book that she's writing about her family, right?
Yes, exactly. There's a great exchange between that female character, Brooke, and her brother, Tripp, when he's reading the manuscript and they're arguing about it. And, you know, he's suggesting that she's proposing that art over life, you know, that she has these opinions that she's written, and that is going to trump any sense of loyalty that she may have, or compassion that she may have for her family, for people who are still living. And it is a central question of the piece, the idea about truth and the cost of telling the truth. And, you know, in this play, you see what those costs are on both sides, what it is to try to tell the truth and how difficult that can be. And what it is to live inside somebody else's truth, and about you, or, as you said, you know, different versions of a really pivotal event in this family, and how different they are, and how, I think, how important it is to challenge our assumptions. I think the play points the audience in that direction. We think we know who these people are, and over the course of the story, we learn more about them, and it's illuminating. Personally, also, because you realize how much you have assumed you know about someone else or about someone's politics. So it's quite a journey that way through the idea of truth and responsibility.
I understand that Mr. Bates will be in town for an event with the Arts Club later in the month?
He will. He's coming. He's going to be here for opening. And then that weekend, we open on September 25th. And that weekend is Culture Days, where the whole country, Canada, has events that celebrate culture. And he's going to be participating in a couple of those events and meeting local writers, playwrights. And there's a question and answer and interview that we're doing on the Saturday, the 28th. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm quite excited to meet him.
And he'll see the play, obviously, right?
He will.
Yeah.
He will. And I've heard him in an interview, and I think maybe in some correspondence with us at the Arts Club, that he hasn't seen very many productions. And this play has been done all across the States.
Yeah.
Our production is the Canadian premiere of it, but it will continue to be done. He's only seen two other productions, and there's probably been more than 20. So it feels kind of special that he's coming out. I think he's curious about Canada and Vancouver, and interested, I think, probably, or curious to see how a Canadian audience receives a play that really deals with a lot of American politics and the polarization between Democrats and Republicans, and how does that sit outside America? What kind of story is it? What does it have to offer audiences outside the States?
And the idea of being a Republican, and the sort of Republicans that this family in the play are, mm-hmm. is awfully different than the Republican that we see on cable television today, the Tea Party brand, etc.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I think, again, that was probably the playwright challenging his own assumptions about what he thought he knew. That's often true of good plays. They're motivated by a question that the writer has, something in their life, intellectually, personally, that they are exploring. And plays that are written from that place of exploration, where they're pursuing something or trying to express some sense of quest or journey that they have towards a certain end, or prompted by a question that's really potent for them, they're great plays. You know, the opposite of the plays where, you know, you feel like you're being preached to, someone has something they want to teach you, and it's a play that's written with a sense of, I have the answer. And this is a great play that sort of says, I have a great question. I have a great question about our politics and truth and betrayal and what our responsibility is to those we love and what our responsibility is to ourselves. And it's a great exploration of those things. So, you know, I think the Republican and Democrat agendas that we know, we get to see through a really personal lens with people who are, you know, starting to question things themselves.
Rachel, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I've been a big fan for years of seeing productions that you've directed and that you've worked on at the Arts Club and elsewhere. Break a leg.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you. It's great to talk to you.